Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 362, the stanzas 2 and 3. I wait for God, the Lord, and on his word my hope relies. My soul still waits and looks unto the Lord till light arise. And what follows? Psalter 362, the stanzas 2 and 3. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 24, the verses 1 through 12. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke 24, the first 12 verses. And now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how we spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulcher, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. Thus far the scripture reading. Hope to remember in prayer Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who remains in the Lethbridge Hospital. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our most merciful Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, when it has pleased thee to grant in thy goodness and in thy long suffering unto us and our dear children another Lord's day, where thou hast graciously watched over each and every one of us, and not taken away by the cold hand of death, and in the midst of the trials of life, granted many a blessing above so many of our fellow travelers. And then we do well on another Lord's Day to count our blessings one by one, and to consider who were the recipients of those blessings, and that is a sinful and an unthankful people, then thy long suffering is great indeed, where the earth is yet so full of thy mercies and so empty of thy praise. And may it please thee to grant correction in this morning hour, and that is by the work of a triune God. And then each Lord's Day, then we may be given to remember that Christ is risen indeed, but this day has been set aside in thy church to, in a special way, to remember the resurrection of thy dear Son out of the sepulchre, that he is the living Savior who has satisfied justice, who has paid the price. But as that living Savior who now sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence he is gathering, oh, he is instructing, comforting, and correcting his church, defending and preserving them. And then the psalmist of old has declared, This is the day which the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. But then there was the added prayer that he has besought thee, that thou wouldst save, and that thou wouldst send prosperity. And so, Lord, we humbly beg of thee, for thy indispensable blessing by the work of thy Holy Spirit upon this day. And then we have heard wonderful things out of the Scriptures, and then we do well to lay our hearts beside those women, early in the morning. They were given to seek thee. The psalmist of old has declared, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. And then for those true seekers, they had many perplexities, questions concerning the stone. And so thou hast a people where it is not a strange matters, with all the spices they have gathered together, and then still many riddles, many perplexities, and many stones. But they have a heart full of love for thee and everything that pertains to thee, and they remain seeking souls, although many times it can seem all so impossible. Afraid of deceit, O thou hast promised that thou shalt never forsake the work of thy hands, and thou hast promised that those that seek thee, that they shall find thee. May that be fulfilled in this morning hour. Oh, to behold wonderful things which they have never seen before, and in the further leadings in the life of thy children, oh, not only to be brought at the foot of the cross to behold the crucified Savior, but also to be brought to the empty tomb and to behold that risen Savior, the application of salvation, and not to live out of the benefits, but to live out of thee, to experience that sweet communion, and to be given to beg for further instruction, because thou hast a people upon the earth that may come under thy prophetical ministry. Oh, thou teachest them who thou art, who they are, what great sinners they are, that with all their spices it does not satisfy justice, but the necessity that they are led further. O Lord, on the day of the resurrection, then it has instilled fear into many of the inhabitants of Jerusalem with another earthquake and with what they have experienced on Good Friday. Oh, they were very fearful, Lord. So for the unconverted, may it become reality that the Son of God, that he is risen indeed, and that he reigns as King, and that he still proffers peace and pardon, and thou art gathering thy church by word and by spirit. How wilt thou do it by thy almighty power, that sinners may be brought at thy feet with the prayer of the publican, God be merciful to me a sinner. Oh, may the King grant in this day, the risen King, a large increase to the numbers, O those that fear thee, and those that may receive that tender fear of the Lord. May they fear thee more profoundly to be instructed in the work of a triune God. Thou hast a people upon the earth that learn how dependent they are upon thee. Oh, come then down with thy power, with thy spirit, and with thy blood, gladden with thy divine deeds, that thy kingdom may be greatly increased. Wilt thou so grant a rich blessing over the length and the breadth of the earth, that the kingdom of Satan may greatly be troubled, disturbed, and diminished, and that many souls may be placed by thy free and sovereign grace under the banner of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Wilt thou so bless thy word among Jew, among Gentile, in the midst of the established churches, that it may be experienced in special ways that the Lord is risen indeed. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones in our midst for the loss of dear ones, but out of that mourning may another born mourning be born, and that is for thee and for the further exercises to be led in the steps of grace. We remember all the sick and afflicted. Do remember the handicapped daughter in the hospital. Oh, do bless the means. Remember her insofar that it may please thee for the body, but, O Lord, above all, may it please thee by thy free and sovereign grace to look in mercy upon her soul, only possible through the work of a triune God. We commend unto thee all those that are under the physician's care in special ways, undergoing treatments, many fears and many concerns. Grant a place at thy footstool together with their dear ones. Remember the burdens, the crosses, difficulties of the mind, and do remember the elderly ones where once more they may commemorate the resurrection of thy dear Son, O Lord, when they are still strangers of thee, strangers of their own heart, and strangers of the resurrected Lord. May it please thee, oh, it is true, it is very late, but not too late for thee. May it please thee to look down upon them in mercy. And now in this morning hour, then by renewal, then we ask thee for thy gracious help. Oh, do open thy precious testimony. And who was enabled to declare the wonders also of the resurrection of the Son of God? Wilt thou go from bench to bench, from heart to heart, and from dwelling to dwelling? Be then, O surprising God, as thou hast been in that day in the midst of thy church, where everything seems so dark, so perplexed, but thou wast come over and instructed them. Wilt thou bind the devil, give a little rest in thy house, and pardon us of all of our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 427, the stanzas 5, 6, and 7. The stone the builders had rejected and in contempt refused to own, to their dismay has been selected to be the foremost cornerstone. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the school. Psalter 427, the stanzas 5, 6, and 7. And this morning, our, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 24, the first 8 verses, and we shall read the verses 5 and 6. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how we spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. Our text words speak of the women at the empty tomb of Jesus Christ. With 4 thoughts in the first place, the women seeking for Christ. Secondly, the women perplexed concerning Christ. Thirdly, the women questioned about Christ. And in the fourth place, the women instructed through Christ. The women at the empty tomb of Jesus Christ. The women seeking for Christ. The women perplexed concerning Christ. The women questioned about Christ. And in the fourth place, the women instructed through Christ. Beloved congregation, the Lord has granted in his mercy that we and our dear children by renewal on this special day that has been set aside in the church to commemorate that Christ is risen indeed. And blessed that people that may be exercised therewith by the first time and by renewal. And in our text words, then we read, it is written in the Gospel of Luke, and then in verse 10, some of them are mentioned, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women. In the other Gospels we read also of other Marys. We read of Salome, the husband of Zebedee. And concerning those Marys, it is not all clear who they were exactly were, whether they were the same under different descriptions, or whether they were different ones. But when we compare Scripture with Scripture, then the minimum were at least 6 or 7. And now early in the morning, the one gospel we read, while it was dark, another the dawning of the day, another the rising of the sun, not so difficult to reconcile that they have set out when it was yet dark, and that the sun is risen by the time they have come to the sepulchre. And now we read of women that were seekers. And with those women, it did not begin with Good Friday, did not begin with the resurrection, But we read of those women in Luke 8, the verses 2 and 3, that they ministered unto their Lord. And now those women, they have sat under the prophetical ministry of Jesus Christ, where Jesus Christ has also declared unto them the purpose wherewith he has come upon the earth, and that is to save sinners through his suffering and death. Those women, they have chosen him as king, but now for those women, that priestly administration of the Lord Jesus Christ, that was so covered and that was so hidden. And now for those women, oh, what a riddles and what a perplexities. It pleases the Lord to lead his people in those mysterious and unfathomable ways, and that both in the way of providence and in the way of grace, that he may reveal himself in his threefold office. And then for the church, the Spirit each time by renewal makes room for a new blessing. And now for those women, they were given to taste the sweetness of the blessed service of the Lord. Oh, to be enabled to minister unto him of their goods, of their time, and of their talents. And then they have sat under his preaching with such great delight. Oh, what they have heard was not all a strange matter to them. And then the Spirit is given unto them, faith, hope, and love, given to walk in his ways. Ah, when the Lord works that tender fear of the Lord, to fear to offend and fear to sin, ah, those seeking souls know what it is to mourn over their sins and over that missing. And for those women, it had been a blessed time. And then on Palm Sunday, when Jesus has come to Jerusalem, and the multitude was given to sing of that King, blessed is he that cometh in the Lord's name, Hosanna to the highest. Oh, then those women, then they were filled with joy unspeakable, because when the Lord grants that fear of the Lord, do we then not desire that all people would fear the Lord and worship and bow before him? Oh, that all people would not minister unto him of their goods and of their gifts, and that all people would not bow at his throne and beg for mercy. But then it went so different in the life of those women than they had thought, expected, and imagined. Are there a few such souls in my midst that it goes so different? And if it's only in the way of providence, let us not make a foundation of our salvation upon it, because those things also happen in the world. Troubles, difficulties, Job 14, verse 1. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But now in the way of grace, the nominal Christendom, by their intellect, they have it all figured out. Can have a certain joy, satisfaction, was searching out the scriptures concerning the things of the Lord. But they do not know what it is to be a poor, a lost sinner. They hope to go from strength to strength. and then to learn a sinner still, a bigger sinner, the debt increasing, and no solution. For those women, our children, I think, can understand it. That on Good Friday, it was such a mysterious and such an unfathomable way that the Lord has allowed their master to be arrested by filthy hands, to be condemned, to be nailed to that cursed cross, 3 hours darkness. Oh, maybe those women have thought and expected. Now Jesus, their master, has a beautiful opportunity to come down from the cross, because it had become so silent, pitch black darkness. But finally, Jesus has cried out, "It is finished, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Then their hope, their expectation had come to an end. Read it in the last verses of chapter 23. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on, and the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after, and beheld the sepulchre, and how his body was laid, and they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. So the women have witnessed it. We read it. They have witnessed the burial of their beloved master, laid in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, and a stone was placed upon the mouth. And then they have quickly, the Sabbath day was approaching, would start 6 o'clock in the evening. They have quickly went to buy some spices. Oh, they have seen it. 100 pounds that was brought by Nicodemus. How they have carefully wound him in linen, sprinkled those spices between, that his body would not so quickly decay. Those women, they did not understand Psalm 16, verse 10, that the Holy One would not see corruption. And then they had a vehement desire that they would return to the tomb and that they would anoint him even better with their spices. And we read those women, also a mark of grace, great respect for the law of God, also for the Sabbath day. Oh, women, can you not make an exception? According to the commandment, they have rested. Oh, with thoughts multiplied, reflected upon the past, everything they have experienced, the wonderful words they have heard out of the mouth of Jesus, their rejoicing, their singing, their expectation, and now their master was dead. Then concerning those seeking women, then their knowledge was very limited. Their faith, because those women could only believe what was revealed unto them, the life of the church, does not a blind faith, only emotions and feelings, but it is a faith based upon revelation out of God's holy word. And now the Spirit grants the revelation, and the Spirit also grants true saving faith. The Spirit also grants the measure. Thus their knowledge was small, their faith weak, their hope had well nigh disappeared. Read in Job 17, verse 11, "My days are past, and concerning the thoughts of his heart, they have come to an end." But what did those women still have? What did they still have? The bottom of their heart. And that is not a strange matter for a seeking church. Ah, they lack much. But one thing may still be present. Oh, it is true, that is also a given good. It's not something they can make. And it is a blessing when those seeking women may reflect on the love which they have experienced, which they have exercised. But those women were so dependent on the continual work and application of the Holy Spirit. And what did those women now have in the bottom of their heart? That is clear in our text words. They still had a heart full of love for their master and everything that pertained to the Lord, because according to the commandment, great respect for the Sabbath day was not an easy Sabbath day. Oh, they had those spices, and for the church, what a joy it can be with the gathering those spices together. Their tears, their sorrow, their experience, their repentance, their confession, their prayers. Then what a joy they may experience with the gathering of those spices. But they need a place to bring those spices at the throne of grace. Thus for those seeking women, it was not an easy Sabbath day. O my soul, why art thou cast down and so disquieted within me? The psalmist David is stated in Psalm 42, verse 5. Ah, women, then it is better that you give it up. It is clear that your expectations have come to an end and that it is all amiss. And it can be in the life of those seeking women that at times they are ready to give up, but that they cannot do on account of that love shed abroad and experienced in the heart. And therefore those women, still with a heart full of love, then early in the morning, and then there were different ones, oh, they were united, the same desire, the same longing, the same love, the same work of the Spirit. Then it yet gave him a little rejoicing that with their spices that they may go to the sepulcher, even to anoint a dead Jesus. And so we read in this chapter, bringing the spices which they had prepared and others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. Our second thought, the women perplexed concerning Christ. Can pictured in her mind, boys and girls, the women in the dark, skies start to lighten in the east. Do not think they have said so much. Thoughts have multiplied concerning what has taken place. And now those seeking women, all seeking souls, what do you think? For those true seeking souls, shall they then seek in vain? Oh, and then they know the answer. For those seeking souls, because we read in Proverbs 8, verse 17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early, they shall find me. Oh, in the Scriptures, what promises and what examples for those true seeking souls that need a payment for their sin, that are seeking for that blessed communion. The Lord shall never forsake the work of his own hands and offer seeking souls. They know it so well for seeking souls, but oh, the devil, the questions. Nevertheless, those women, and then the devil. The devil hates a seeking church. And he shall try to assault them and hinder them and tempt them and trouble them and perplex them. Many arrows and many questions. But they have continued. And then we read in another gospel that all of a sudden they thought about the stone. Who shall roll away that stone? And what a stones there can be in the life of those true seekers, the true child of God, the way of grace, and the way of providence, which they cannot roll away. Ah, oh, for those women, maybe it even crossed their mind. Am I even losing my mind? Because he saw that stone on Good Friday before we left. We knew that stone was there. Undoubtedly, it was hidden for him. The Lord, in his goodness, had hidden that from them. Concerning the watchman and the seal, but maybe those women undoubtedly thought, how could we be so foolish with our spices, oh, when that love may be present? Then love can be stronger than death. But they have not even thought of the stone until they have come closer. And then we read in Mark 16, verse 4, and when they looked, thus it is implied that they were bowed down, and then they looked to see the large stone. No Jacob, like with a Rachel, to take the stone off the well. And then they looked, and the stone was no longer on the tomb. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And they were so perplexed. the stone rolled away. Oh, what a message. Because for the church, an empty tomb, what an unfathomable and rich blessing that is. Of course, the women needed to be instructed, because those women were greatly perplexed about that rolled away stone. But women, have you then not heard your master preach and speak concerning those things? Ah, they have heard it. Break this temple down, shall be built up again. They have heard him speak of Jonah 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish. They have undoubtedly heard of the anointing of Mary, that she has done it for his burial. And Jesus more specifically has stated that he must suffer, that he must die. But those seeking women did not understand it. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to lead his church into the mysteries of salvation, the rolled away stone. And boys and girls, you know what has happened with that stone. Very early in the morning, no mankind has witnessed it, but then very early in the morning, the Father of a Son has sent a holy angel, and that angel paid no regard to the seal. And those keepers, enemies of God and his dear Son, they became as dead men and they fled away. And then the angel has rolled the stone away from the sepulcher. Oh, what a preaching. Also, what a preaching for us and our children. What a preaching for sinners who have learned what sinners they are, exercised with their debt, and because Good Friday, that precedes the resurrection. Oh, concerning that rolled away stone, ah, those women, they would soon be instructed, but they were so perplexed, did not understand the rich meaning thereof. Oh, already on Good Friday, then the Father has declared his amen upon the finished work of his dear Son, where we read that the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, the Father declaring that the ceremonial laws have come to an end, the Father declaring that satisfaction was made, the Father declaring that the work of the Son in this state of his humiliation, that it was finished. But now on the morning of the resurrection, then the Father has further confirmed it, a great earthquake, sending the angel to roll away the stone, the Father's amen upon the finished work of his, the dear Son of God, concerning the salvation of the church. I read in Romans 4, verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification, because in the resurrection of Jesus Christ there lies the justification of the whole church, but it needs to be experienced. And now those women, so perplexed, what a questions, overwhelmed. Oh, for Mary Magdalene, whom Jesus had cast out seven devils. When we compare the scriptures together, then it is clear that for Mary Magdalene, it became too much. And she has turned around and went to the disciples and tell what she has witnessed. But the women continued. And now for those seeking women. What do you think, congregation? Shall they now set out so early with a heart so full of love, with those prepared spices? It is true. They had to learn that in the way of justification, those spices had no value, but to be accepted in the way of sanctification. Ah, for those true seekers, and now so perplexed, shall the Lord then leave them? Shall they now have to return to their dwellings, taking back their spices, to return to their dwellings with a rolled away stone? Ah, the Lord shall never forsake his people, it is true. Are there souls that understand it? Come up to God's house. If you deceive not yourself, as those women, oh, in the week, preparing spices, given to pour out your heart, confess, repent, godly sorrow, a heart full of love, with desire and expectation, and then to come up to God's house. Then can happen that such souls, they do not receive the desire. Must remember the Lord's time and the Lord's way. But at the Lord's time, then the Lord shall answer. Then he shall comfort, he shall encourage, he shall instruct. That is our third thought. Let us first sing Psalter 46, the four stanzas. The King rejoiceth in thy strength, in thy salvation, Lord Most High. For thou hast filled his heart's desire, his prayer thy love doth not deny. And what follows, Psalter 46, the four stanzas. the women at the empty tomb of Jesus Christ. The women seeking for Christ. The women perplexed concerning Christ. And now thirdly, the women questioned about Christ. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, because it is written, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Much perplexed, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Other gospels, they are called angels. Thus those angels, they have put on, to say it simply, boys and girls, they have put on the body of a man, and they stood by them in shining garments, reflecting the glory of heaven from whence they have come. And then those women, it's also a mark of grace, profound awe, profound reverence before the greatness and the majesty of the Lord. Read that each time by renewal in the scriptures, when the Lord appeared, those heavenly angels, then the church was greatly afraid. They greatly feared. And then we read, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them. It is remarkable concerning these women that we do not read that they have spoken. They have come as seekers, silent adoration, awe, and reverence, and then they have waited for those two men to speak, to grant some instruction for women that were so perplexed. And then they have asked a profound question. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Then those two heavenly messengers, they did not give a rebuke to those seeking women. Oh, it was also tender. And for those seekers, takes so little for everything to be put upside down. Thus not a rebuke and not a word about those spices that they were so ignorant, was so out of place. Oh, in the life of those truth-seeking souls, in the life of the true people of God, even though it may be in ignorance, even amiss, when it is brought with a heart full of love, then there shall not be a rebuke, because the Lord is given to witness his own work at his time. The church shall be instructed the proper place of those spices. It's different for the church. When they fall into sin and they live in sin, and when there is no repentance and no confession, then the Lord will severely rebuke them When it does not help, thee shall be chastised sorely until they come on that right place with repentance and confession of sin. But ah, for those seekers with a heart full of love, not a rebuke, we may call it a gentle admonition and a loving instruction. Ah, Christ, because it is through Christ these angels were sent. Then the angels had a word for those women. And that is what those women desire. Silence is the worst. And they have come in that tomb. They have looked. It is evident that the tomb was quite large for two angels, for the women to enter in. And then they have not seen everything, because in John 20, the verses 6 through 8, there we read of the grave clothes neatly wrapped together, the napkin at the place where Jesus is laid, the separated. We do not read that those women have seen it. It is not recorded. For John, it was used. It is written that he was given to believe that Jesus was risen indeed. But now a simple question, a tender question, but also an instructing question. Because in that question, what an instruction and what a comfort. And then the angels, the two men have asked, why seek ye the living among the dead? Thus in that question, all seeking women, the living. That means that your master, oh, whom ye love so ardently, have come to embalm a dead master. But now, oh, women, why seek ye the living among the dead? We could reword that question different ways. Where the Lord works, and with all their spices, everything what they have experienced, so precious, unforgettable, but does not pay for their debt, then those souls may be asked, why seek ye it in the law, which can only be found in the gospel? This is a necessary question. But then you shall say, but have we not been brought up and taught from our youth that it is all grace and grace alone? Ah, the nominal Christendom, they can put it all together. They can put the puzzle all together. But for those seekers, and more so when they are deeper and deeper uncovered, then that gospel is so hidden, also concerning the way of their master, concerning that resurrection, concerning Good Friday. Oh, it is true. Before the day was over. Read it at the end of this chapter in verse 45. That he opened their understanding, that he understood the scriptures concerning himself. Then the veil was removed. But for those seeking women, it was also hidden. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. No man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Our last thought, the women instructed through Christ. And then further, the two angels, the heavenly ambassadors that had a message for a special people, a special place with a special need. That is the work of the Spirit. In the life of His people, He works that need. He works the desires, the exercises. But then He also grants a solution at His time, in His way, that has been experienced by those seeking women. They have mourned so bitterly with the death of their beloved, when they have seen it, that he was laid in the tomb. Oh, what a distressful Sabbath day it had been for the women, but yet a heart full of love. Oh, that love is stronger than death. Ah, then Christ, he has drawn those women to that empty sepulcher. Ah, the drawing love of the Spirit in the life of his people, also to grant them a further blessing and a further leading. Ah, those disciples, they have remained at home. They were so perplexed that we are given to see that the Lord rewards those loving exercises of those women. That they would not seek in vain. That in that question already instructed, that has granted them encouragement, that has granted them comfort. Who can tell? But now the messengers have clearly declared, he is not here, but is risen. Oh, what a glorious and blessed message for those seeking women. They have come to embalm a dead Jesus, to show their last love, respect, and honor to their deceased master, and then to hear that he is not here. He is risen. Oh, he is risen as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That is the glorious message on Easter Day. The psalmist has declared, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. For those distressed women, what a message it was that their master, who they thought that he was dead, that he is risen indeed. And then a gentle admonition, a loving instruction. All women, you have sat under his preaching for a considerable amount of time. You have heard many sermons, and you were given to rejoice many times. What you have experienced and what you have heard. Oh, those Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees and scribes, ye can in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. And then the words of Christ, Oh, John 10. I am the good shepherd. I giveth my life for the sheep. Sheep hear my voice and follow him. Ah, they were given to believe times that they were a sheep, a lamb of that good shepherd. They have heard his voice with great delight, with joy unspeakable. But now that good shepherd, given his life for the sheep, the mystery of salvation, how the church is saved. And therefore a gentle reminder, a loving instruction. He is here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. They have heard it with their ears. It was registered in their brain, subconsciously. But they did not understand it. It's also a reminder for young and old to never leave your place empty in the house of God. Then maybe someone says, but I have been there so often, prayed so often for that portion of the blessed people of God, and still the same, maybe even harder. Then with these women, they have heard the preaching. They did not understand the portion concerning the mediatorial work of Jesus Christ to save his people, his sheep, in the way of suffering and death. And yet, was still there. Because when the angels have spoken of those matters, it is written, they remember the words. Means that the Lord can even bless his word a longer time after we have heard it. Also, instruction for the youth does not mean you must wait, young people. Oh, you must seek the Lord early. What a blessed message for those women. Not such a pleasant message for the enemies of the Lord. Oh, for Jerusalem, for Pontius Pilate, for the Romans. Because on the morning of the resurrection, then the Lord is shaken, Jerusalem, that people would be given to hearken, that they would come into the guilt, that they have crucified the Lord of glory. And it was the solemn message on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2 verse 36, whom they by wicked hands have crucified, that he is risen, that he is Lord in Christ. Thus, my unconverted fellow travelers, may it be impressed upon our hearts that he is the living King. And then in this morning the call yet comes that we may be given to bow before that Almighty King, it may be declared, as it was declared to Jacob in Genesis 45, verse 26, that Joseph is alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. Thus, on the one hand, a message that instills terror, but on the other hand, it is a word of mercy that he is the living king, and that he is gathering, that he is defending and preserving his church. Oh, then in this morning the call comes that we may hand in our weapons of enmity, and that we may be given to bow, that we may be given to worship, that we may be given to beseech the Lord, as the psalmist has done in Psalm 118, O Lord, save. Send now prosperity, we beseech thee. Were the risen Savior, he still proffers peace and pardon. And now what an encouragement. Ah, for those true seekers that have forsaken the world, shall know them by their fruits, that have experienced of the good things of the Lord, but still riddles and perplexities, but yet a heart full of love for the Lord, for his word, for his law, for his day, for his people, for his institutions. Ah, for those truth seekers, that they shall not seek in vain, but that they shall become finders. Oh, it is true. Needed to be led further. Those women, they have received a revelation through the word. But now in the further leadings, to receive the application by the work of the Spirit for the church, for those women, they were also gathered together in the evening, then it was a further blessing, not only a revelation through the word, but a personal revelation in the way of application, where the Lord has revealed himself to them with his pierced hands, his pierced feet inside, to declare a finished and a perfect salvation. That is the message of Easter. Oh, the manifold blessings of Easter. The application of salvation. The victory over death. 1 Corinthians 15, the verses 55 and 56. O grave, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And the pledge for the blessed resurrection of the people of God, the blessings. And now young and old, each time by renewal, it is a separating preaching. Oh, in Jerusalem, great multitude has made an impression, because we read after the death of Jesus that many have smitten upon their breasts. Have we come that far? Ah, the Lord worked by his Spirit concerning the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then Peter was given to write and extol, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who through his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Let us close. O Lord, we have heard that thou hast been such a surprising God for those seeking women, that thou hast done exceeding abundantly above all that they have asked or thought, according to thy great mercy, where they have heard concerning their beloved Master, not in the tomb, but that he is risen and that he would go before them in Galilee. Ah, Lord, may it please thee to do the same in this day, that thy church may receive a special instruction and special blessing. Ah, may it be manifested in a rich measure that the risen King, that he may gather many among young and old unto himself. Wilt thou now graciously watch over us in this day, return us in this evening, our pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 200, the stanzas 1 and 4. Christ shall have dominion over land and sea. Earth's remotest regions shall his empire be. They that wilds inhabit shall their worship bring. Kings shall render tribute. Nations serve our King. And what follows, Psalter 200, the stanzas 1 and 4.
Thank you.
grace, save the blessing of the Lord, and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.